Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe DeCamera here. You know, you've heard me talking a lot recently about Grand Coromino Tequila from Kevin Hart, Philadelphia, super fan Kevin Hart, obviously, big-time star, and also the owner of Grand Coromino Tequila, which is the official luxury tequila of the Birds. Grand Coromino is taking over game day at Tradesman's and Uptown Beer Garden in Center City with the 55 Sacarita cocktail, named after the great Brandon Graham. At Tradesman's Joe, enjoy the 50-ounce margarita tower and 6-foot cheesesteak. Celebrate at Uptown Beer Garden with Grand Coromino Tequila cocktails and a fan tailgating box, 6 dogs, burgers, and fries. Grand Coromino and the Birds at Tradesman's and Uptown. Of course, celebrate responsibly.
Brought to you by Dr. Glad. Frustrating loss for the Phillies, 6-11 to the Marlins. Winning a terrific outing by Christopher Sanchez. Rangers have also lost a magic number, at least down through 6 innings of shutout ball, replaced by Robertson, who gave up 2. Joan blew the save, giving up a home run. Orion Kirkring in the 10th. The Phillies battle back to tie off a pair of RBI singles by Alec Bohm and Nick Castellanos before falling to the fish. Also, lost JT Realmuto in the 9th with a right index fusion x-rays. You have fallen in hair wearing a hat too much to the game? Visit the area's number one team for hair restoration at gladatr.com. Partly cloudy, humid, a high 83. It is currently 70. You can hear every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I might just have to play the Stones today. I don't know. Good morning to you. Difficult, because I'm sure you have. We apologize for that. It is never our intention, but it does happen from time to time in this radio industry. Well, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning from Heroes Bar and Grill in Glen Mills. This is all part of the Eagles Autism Foundation, stemming from last season. And when Mentic Construction stepped up with a big donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation to get our program here, we certainly appreciate that. All right, 215-592-9494. James, how are we sounding, right now? Not very good. I guess.
He's no, one sec. I was actually taking my headphones off to run into the other studio to start hosting the show, but then it started to stabilize a little bit while you were talking there. So if that gives you any idea how you sound.
How does it sound right now?
Okay.
Like 5 out of 10, is that where we're at?
No, I think right now, this second, we're like a 7 to 8 out of 10, but like you keep dropping into like 2s and 3s.
I understand. All right, well, look, if you have to take over in the other room, obviously do so. You make the call back there because, you know, it's hard for us to assess here the situation. But you make the call back there, James. You got to host. If we got to come back to the studio to host, obviously we'll hop in our car, and that happens sometimes. All right, 215-592-9494. So the Phillies thing on the table, you know, based on last night and what it all represents from October, which includes the Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us today by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you concerned about DeRon with his recent struggles as obviously October is very near and playoff baseball is near? Are you concerned about DeRon? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right. So high times with the Eagles, of course, at 3-0. It was great having Sirianni on the program yesterday. We'll play some of that audio as we move through the show today. You know, a lot is going well. One thing that has not gone as well as last year, and frankly not nearly as well, is the Saquon thing. So, John, we touched on this briefly yesterday, but let's get into it and into the phone lines. Yesterday you expressed, I guess, basically no concern on the Saquon front. I don't have monstrous concern, but I certainly do have some concern that he may be affected by last year. Why are you not really worried that this may not be what we've seen from running backs before when they touch the ball near 500 times, they're lesser the next year? Why are you not concerned?
I just in watching him at camp, I was amazed at the vitality in his legs, the spring in his step, the, you know, explosiveness that he has for his size. He really is he's impressive to witness in person, and we got to see him up close.
Sure.
For a long time, for many days. This guy is not lagging. This guy is not flagging. This guy is not dropping off. His foot speed is just as piston pounding as it's ever been. He's, if anything, the victim of an offensive line that is sort of in flux right now.
Yeah, that is definitely a factor.
You got a new right guard.
No question about it.
Dickerson has a left guard who's been a shell of himself because of serious back injury. It's really hard to move guys the way that we're accustomed to seeing Landon Dickerson move guys when your back hurts like his back must hurt. So there's a lot of there's less movement up front, considerably less movement up front. We know that everyone is stacking to stop Saquon. We know that this offense is built to do the opposite of what is to take what's available, essentially. So in many cases this season, while we have been, as an offense, I think, too predictable and conservative, I think that's gotten Saquon into trouble in your eyes, because it looks, when you look at the bottom line, Saquon Barkley, 18 attempts for 46 yards.
Yeah.
That's 2.6 yards a carry. That's not Saquon Barkley. Well, you know what happens when you know what happens when Steen has just that last rep at practice, so now he really understands if he sustains his block for 1/2 second longer, Saquon can cut that thing the whole way back, that inside zone, just a simple play that they've been running pretty consistently. One more step and Saquon can cut that thing back. He busts a 75-yard run. You know what that does to that 2.6-yard average, Joe?
Makes it increase.
Then you're not worried about Saquon losing
Very
a
nice.
Step.
So let me address that. So, you know, in the game the other day, the announcers, who I thought did a good job, but they repeatedly said, you know, part of this is he hasn't broken a long one yet. And that is certainly true. But I haven't
seen
I haven't seen the fairly consistent, I'll call it, you know, 6 and 7 yard runs all that often. Look, is the sky falling on the Saquon thing? No, I'm not sounding that alarm, guys. But I will tell you this. The numbers are pretty startling. So here are the basic numbers. Last year, he averaged 5.8 yards per carry, which netted out to 125 yards per game. 5.8 yards per carry, 125 yards per game. This year, he's averaging 3.3 yards per carry and 64 yards a game. That's a big difference. Now, you can say,
well, yeah. Again, he pops a couple, everything changes.
Well, a lot will change. I don't know that everything will change. Look, the basic thing I'll base my analysis on, the eye test. I will tell you, and look, I want to be very clear. Clearly, the offensive line hasn't played as well. There's no question that's impacting him. There's no question that's impacting the overall offense. I'm not a fool. I might be a fool, but I'm not a fool on that front.
Yeah, Joe, the numbers bear that out because last year it was almost 4 yards before contact.
Now it's two. Which Swift used to be, yeah. Miles Sanders used to be. So the Eagles running backs in recent years, Kenny Gainwell included, at an advantage with a spectacular offensive line.
And it's not
Bet365
is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.